And it's 9:30. It's time for a one-on-one with Trevor Dorsey and Regent Bank. Trevor, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good to be here.
It's good to be here indeed. Thankful you made it, survived the snow and the ice and all the elements that have been happening in this week.
Yeah, it's been chaos with this global warming event. I'm ready for it to be over, but I guess, you know, that's what we get into. Phil shouldn't have seen a shadow, I guess, and it might be all right. But it's the cold is the biggest part to me. I'm not a very good cold weather person. And then having livestock, as we were talking before this started, right now it's breaking ice and checking them, and I've got one or two cows, unfortunately, that are ready to have calves, and this is not really the time. My wife made fun of me yesterday because I talked to him, and I said, okay, we're going to make a deal here. We got 10 days. You know, if you can hold this off for about 10 right. days, we'll be in good shape. So, it's definitely an interesting time with the weather we're having, but I just encourage everybody, if you don't got to get out, stay home. And if you got to get out, make sure you still drive slow. It's deceiving this morning with a little bit of snow on the ground. You get a little bit of traction, but still the elements are prime for you to be in a ditch somewhere if you don't take your time and drive careful.
Right. We don't want that at all.
That's true.
I don't want to have to report on you guys out there, so just stay home.
yeah, just stay home. And you don't want to be in the ditch with 20-degree weather. I can tell you, breaking ice and feeding cows out there for 30 or 40 minutes to an hour, you get pretty cold. I think anytime I get water on me out there, it just turns, it freezes pretty quick. So,
yeah, just breathing yesterday, scraping off the car, we talked about that a little bit last night. I feel like my mustache was just freezing over. I was barely out there for like 2 minutes. I was ready to go inside.
Yeah. You get that windburn looking effect every time you go out there. But it's definitely, we haven't had. We've lucked out. We haven't had a real hard winter in a while. I think 2011 wasn't it? We were talking about that.
Yep.
So it's been a while, and I guess, you know, when you go that long, you forget what it's like to have to suffer through some pretty cold temperatures and elements. But we're there, so we just got to deal with it and do the best we can.
Yeah, and this is nothing compared to 2011, but still, it's not great. So like you were saying earlier, we just want people to stay inside and just listen to us this morning.
Yeah, it may help out on the pandemic, you know, everybody staying home and we're not worrying about, and right now we're in PPP 2, you know, and you talk about banking. And so that makes it a little difficult. Although, as Tom and I usually talk about now with the banking products, you know, you can do everything over your phone, your tablet, your computer. Mm-hmm. We have a DocuSign capability, so at least we're still able to get a lot of that done. And since a lot of people, thankfully, are staying home and not getting out. And so that's been good. It's impeded on some loan closings, but we'll get there and get them done.
Yeah.
Just got to alter life a little bit.
Just a little bit. And, of course, we should be back to normal, hopefully, by next week, if not the middle of the week. But how can people access the tablets and everything? Do you guys have an app?
We do have an app. If you're a client with us, you can set it up on your phone, your tablet, and then you can access, you know, with logins on your home computer, mm-hmm. and www.regentbank.com, and you can reach us on the phone here in Bartlesville at 918-907-3580. That's our direct line. And then you can get in contact with whether that's deposit services or the lending team, we'll get you transferred to the right area. I know right now is a hot time for home refinances. The rates, I've never seen them this low. So, unfortunately, with the economy the way it is right now, our deposit rates aren't quite as good. So, we go through ebb and flows of a lot of times when loan customers are really loving us, the deposit customers aren't so much, and vice versa. So. But we do have a pretty good money market rate right now. I believe it's 60 basis points, I think. So that's a little bit better than a CD. And hopefully if somebody needs to park some money and wait and see where the rates go, then we can help take care of them. And but right now, I encourage everybody to stay home. And,
yeah.
Again, we can do a lot of that online. So if you call in, I think there's ways for us to still conduct business and you not have to come into the bank. So that's fortunate. With all these electronic tools we have now, I'm typically the kind of guy that wants to, you know, go in and chat, see a face, talk to the people you're working with, in today's age, there's a lot of people that don't care for that. They'd just soon do everything from home, and so we can take care of whatever your needs might be, whether you're a face-to-face person or I don't care, I can do everything over the phone and online. So,
distance banking, has that been a term for you?
Yes, yeah. I'm not real old, but I'm old enough to know, you know, back whenever we did everything by paper, you know, we weren't doing all this computer, you had everything scanned in the computer and this and that. I can remember when the reports every morning, you had a stack of reports that you flipped through. Now all of that's digital, you know, you just pull up your email. So there's been a lot of changing in banking and about any industry because of technology for that matter. So, but we have seen a lot of that over the years, and it is different. People that have been, I've been doing this 25 years, I guess, you know, and we have some folks there at Regenton have been banking, you know, have been bankers for 40 plus years. And so they've really seen some change through that time period.
Would you say technology has made banking easier?
It has. It's a blessing and a curse because, you know, there are times like this, maybe when technology is down because of power outages or things like that. And so, or the system, you know, is down because of this or that. And so in that instance, it can be a curse because then people can't get things done that they need to get done or want done. It's just one of those things. And I'm not the most astute technology person around. I think I took my first computer course in college. So, you know, and that's back when you had those discs that looked like 45 records, you know.
Right.
And so it's been a while. But it has made it a lot easier in some regards. But then again, like I said, it can be a blessing and a curse just depending on the time and what you're doing.
And you guys just opened a new location here in downtown Bartlesville. How's that been for you guys?
Good. It's been great. We've been able to service Bartlesville and Washington County better. We've got the location in Nowata, and we've always been able to do a good job of servicing people. And then with the technology, it made it easier being able to service those people without having a branch right in their backyard. But it has been really nice because people have a place they can come to here locally. We do have Osage County clients, and some clients are just across the Kansas line. So, and a lot of those folks are coming to and from Bartlesville often, and it makes it a little bit more convenient for them to be able to come in and conduct business personally.
And for those that may not know where that downtown location is, what's the address?
It's 422 South Dewey, and if you're turning off Frank Phillips, you can't miss it because we have a great mural that depicts the history of Bartlesville and Washington County. You know, you see the big buffalo and the Price Tower and the Phillips buildings and Willow Rock. So it's got all of that on the mural. It's pretty neat. And it's neat when you turn off of Frank Phillips and you're headed toward the bank, the part of the mural that has Price Tower on it actually matches up perfectly with, like, it stops and then you see Price Tower. So, since it's right behind the building there, it's pretty neat. And we get a lot of good comments on that. We got some new lighting recently that helps show that better of a nighttime. So anytime, night or day, you ought to be able to see the mural. And we recently Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority was able to help us with a grant, and we used to with some large trees in front of the building, and those trees, the roots had kind of popped up the concrete, and so that's all been redone, and so you don't have to worry about any potential tripping hazards, and it's shaped up, and things look really good down there, and so we're excited to get everybody in the building. If you hadn't had a chance to come by and see us yet, maybe not in the next 7 days, but after that, we encourage you to come by, drop in. We've always got a pot of coffee on, or we can get you a water or Coke, and you can visit with our friendly staff and just get to learn about us.
I was going to say, too, if people want to see the mural, they might wait, give it some time. I don't know if it's frozen over or not. But
no, it's not, thank goodness, but the parking lot is. So yeah. We haven't had a lot of traffic for the last day or two, and so which would be normal in this type of event. So, again, we encourage everybody to stay home unless they got to get out. But we do realize that you may need to get into the bank. And right now, we have just been monitoring the weather. The last 2 days, we've been 9 to 3. Some of the reason of closing early is we have some of our team members that live outside of Bartlesville, and so we want to make sure some of those folks that normally would take 35 or 40 minutes to drive in, it's been an hour and a half, and so we want to make sure they can get home in the daylight and not be in the ditch. So we do apologize about the limited hours, but hopefully that won't last but another couple of days here, and we can move on and get back to normal hours.
So I just live here in Bartlesville too, and I probably have, on a normal day when there's no ice and everything, it's like 7 minutes. But I've been taking like 20 minutes just to get here because I don't want to end up in a ditch. So
I'm the same way.
I understand that.
Normally it takes me about 7 minutes, and I live over off Quail Ridge. But from Quail Ridge, which is not real far, but and if there wasn't any lights, it could probably be quicker than 7 minutes. But I'm like you. It's been taking me about 25 minutes to get to work, and that's because I usually don't break 20 miles an hour, and I see people blow by me, and I hope that they don't end up in the ditch. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Plus, I don't want any, I don't have to pay that deductible or having a bent-up vehicle. So, and I bought a new one in 2020, so I'm really, when you got that new vehicle, you're always real overly cautious. A couple years into it, then it's like, no big deal. But, when it's new, you sure don't want any dings or dents.
Constantly keeping an eye on it so you can polish that one little dirt spot that gets on it really quick.
Yeah, and it's amazing how on the inside it's like, kids, get your this, don't be bringing food in the car and this and that, and then a few years in it's like, anything goes.
Yeah, we've had this car for a while.
Yeah.
It's loved.
Yeah, it's good.
So what else is happening at Region Pink that people should know about?
Well, we talked about the PPP and then the mortgage rates, and obviously the deposit rates aren't great, but we do have some good products right now for folks. Outside of that, it's just trying to make sure we can get the staff into the bank and be able to take care of clients in this weather we're having. But the PPP, we had the phase one back in, I guess it was March, April of last year, May, and now we're doing round two. What we're seeing with that, thankfully, is a lot of people don't qualify, which means their business has managed pretty well. They haven't had a 25% loss in sales or income over a given quarter, which is nice. But we do have some businesses that are still kind of going through some struggles through the pandemic, and we're trying to get those taken care of and make sure that they have the help that they need. And I think all the banks here locally are really working hard to make sure that happens. And I just want to thank all the citizens of Bartlesville, because I think everybody did a tremendous job when the pandemic started about really supporting local business and shop, making it a more concerted effort, I guess, to shop local and help those small businesses, which was needed. I know it's easy. My lovely wife sometimes can come up with ideas why we need to go to Owosso shopping, but there's not a reason that you can't get everything here local. I say that, but a lot of local businesses right now are struggling with the supply chain. The pandemic has caused the supply chain to really kind of get bottlenecked, and so we learned that, I guess, early on. Back in the spring, our range quit, and it took about a month to get a range, so We did really good supporting local restaurants then, because we had to eat out pretty much for about a month solid. But, there's a lot of local car dealers are experiencing that they can't get new inventory in. And so it's definitely a different time for everybody. But we all are in this together and are working together. And I know Bartlesville is a community that just we've kind of pulled together, and everybody's working toward the same goal. And so we'll get through it.
Yeah, we've got through it so far, and it's almost been a year. It's hard to believe that, but like you said, we are going to get through it one step at a time.
Yeah, I think we're there. I do feel encouraged with the vaccine that's out. I know a lot of people have taken the opportunity and the time to go get vaccinated, and I think early on you didn't see a whole lot of mask wearing and that kind of stuff, but I see more of that now as I go into stores. I typically see, a lot of people are posting signs, asking or requiring you to wear a mask, and I think everybody seems to be doing a better job of that. So the numbers seem to look a little bit better. I know the colder weather didn't help. It seems to not be quite as bad when it's warmer. And there's not a lot of activities where you've got large groups of people together either, and that helps. I know I got kids, and so they're all involved in sports, and so they limit the number of people that can be involved in going and watching those activities, which does cause a little bit of navigation, because we have three sons, and so not all of us can go to the ball game. Usually it's my wife or I, we take turns and through the various ball games that the kids have. But I feel encouraged. I think we're going in the right direction, and so if we can get past this weather now, then we should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. And like you said, I think it'll be over here in the next few days or so, if not by the middle of next week.
Yeah.
So, and we've been speaking with Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. If people have any other questions, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can reach us again on the phone at 918-907-3580, or they can go to our webpage, www.regentbank.com. And when you go into the webpage, you can navigate. You should see some contact information where you can reach out via email if you need to. And then we do have a call center. So a lot of times whenever you get that call center, they might be able to help you with whatever your need is before they have to transfer you further. But we'd love to talk to you again. Right now probably isn't the greatest time to try to make that in-person visit. We'd encourage you to give that a few days just because of the weather, but we'd love to see you down at 422 South Dewey here in Bartlesville, or 105 North Maple in Dewey, or Nowata, rather. And then we have locations, of course, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Springfield. So if you're in those areas, we'd love to get to know you, love for you to meet our staff, and just come by and see what we have to offer. And I think you'll always be greeted with a smiling face. Hopefully you get that cheers feel. For those younger folks that don't know what cheers is, maybe they can Google that and see.
We've been speaking with Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank on a one-on-one on this Wednesday morning. It was a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Pleasure talking to you, and be safe out there.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connect.